Welcome to Frontiers, Defending Our Freedom and Faith, brought to you by the Greater Syracuse Association of Evangelicals. My name is Dr. Bruce Jones, President. Last week we talked a little bit about the modern defense of pro-life in the Christian Church, but it's very interesting to go back in history and see that the Christian Church for many, many years has stood against abortion. And today our guest is Jeremy Jackson from the Christian Action Council, and we're glad to have you on board, Jeremy.
Thank you, Bruce. I'm glad to be on board.
Tell us just a little bit about the Christian Action Council.
Christian Action Council really functions simply as a small committee organizing efforts of the greater evangelical churches in the Syracuse area.
I understand you do a prayer vigil and you have a Sanctity of Life Sunday are your two main events. Is that correct?
That's true.
Well, you've been a student of this for a long, long time. Could you start us off and just tell us about the history of the Christian Church standing for pro-life?
I think you need to go back to the context of the Christian Church in the Roman Empire, because what you have in that context is the classic distinction between the Christian biblical view of life and the pagan view of life. The Christian view of life, the biblical view of life, is that life is God's gift and we are to steward it for him. The pagan view of life, which is around us today still, is that life is for us to use and its value is measured in terms of our convenience.
You mean to say that in those days in the Roman Empire there were actually procedures and processes to have abortions?
Any number of them. And in fact, Roman law, although Roman law changed and was ambiguous at various times, Roman law, when it forbade abortion, forbade it only on the basis that paternal rights were being infringed upon. Nothing to do with the fetus or anything like that. It was whether the father felt injured by an abortion.
So the Christian Church in the early centuries had to stand against a culture that was not pro-life. How did they do that?
They did it basically by their proclamations in their councils, which were public, and by their actions towards especially infanticide.
Well, and go back into history, you have the early church, you have the medieval era, and then you have the more modern era. So you can kind of section that out for us and give us a little glimpse into the historical review of what took place in those times.
What you had in the early church was an ongoing discussion of abortion. A, whether abortion was allowable or not, and there was no dispute about that. It was absolutely not allowable. But there was a certain amount of discussion as to whether penalties for abortion should be slighter when the child was so-called unformed and when it was more fully formed. And one can debate about that. Augustine, for example, felt that the penalty should be less. As the legacy of that goes all the way through the Middle Ages and into modern times. You still have debates about that among Christians.
What about the culture? What about the political world in which they lived at the time? Were there any confrontations or conflicts on that arena?
Not particularly.
So basically, the Christian Church was trying to determine how to apply the law of life to various situations for the internal church itself, but they weren't really in a conflict with the culture in any political or active way.
In an active way, they were, insofar as their actions and words condemned what was common practice around them.
Tell us a little bit about the more current history about the war between pro-life and pro-choice.
I think from a Christian point of view and for us as Christians, probably be good to focus on the fact that often you'll hear pastors say that one shouldn't mention abortion and that sort of issue in sermons or in the life of the church because it may drive away seekers who themselves may well have had abortions or have friends who've had abortions. But this seems to me crazy because the Lord and John the Baptist and the apostles and all the prophets were never short on condemning sin. Because unless you know the sin, identify it, how can you repent of it?
Well, of course, I would agree with you, Jeremy, that we need to deal with the whole counsel of God. But also, I think our listeners need to understand that pastors are also quick to add that there is forgiveness. Well, thank you, Jeremy. Next week, we're going to have some folks on. We're going to talk about Roe versus Wade, which set in motion a legalization of abortion, which we'll want to address. Thank you. Join us next week at the Frontier, where our freedoms and faith are being attacked.
Thank you for listening. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of GSAE or the Mars Hill Network.